You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm David, and we're here today with Paul and Natalie. Paul and Natalie, you people have been telling me about the spa at Bolton. Spa Bolton.
That's right. Yes, we go to the spa regularly. Spa Bolton. We're both members.
Mm-hmm.
We have a wonderful time there. We've been going there for many, many years.
Oh.
It's dynamic at the same time as relaxing.
Oh. So Spa Bolton is... I went out and took a quick look at the spa a couple of months back, and I was quite impressed. First of all, the drive out is beautiful.
Scenic, isn't it?
Yes, it's very scenic. Yeah, it's a very scenic drive, and when I got there, I took a little bit of a tour of the facilities, but you people have been going there a very long time. So what is it about Spa Bolton that's special for you? Natalie, you...
Yes, I love, I really enjoy going there. It's like I've been trying many, many places, water therapies, and I enjoy every place. But that place always takes me back, because not only it's well located, but it's the waterfalls.
The waterfalls.
As simple as that. And it's, you know, the long winters.
Oh.
Since I go there, I don't feel as much the winters.
Really?
Well, no, that's my therapy for long winters, the blue winters.
Oh, we had quite a winter, didn't we?
Yeah, no, seriously, I thought it was the lack of sun. But then when I start to go to Spa Bolton regularly, on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
I realized that winters were not as I thought it was the sun missing, but what I realized is the oxygen missing. So when I go there in my bikini, and it's the snow on my head, and I'm swimming in the pool. Well, it's like my body forgets it's winter for a few hours, and it does it. Really,
wow.
It does it for me.
Wow.
And then I can go to take some vacation in the sun, maybe. But seriously, if you do this on a regular basis, it's kind of a remedy for the winter blues. For me, it works.
So it's your mini vacation.
Yeah, my body in bikini in the winter... The cold of the winter doesn't affect me as much. So sorry to go into therapy aspect, but it's seriously, since I practice this on a regular basis, I feel I can manage winter as I get older better without having to need a sun vacation in the beach like we most feel, right? In the middle of after Christmas or something, it starts to be long. So yeah. It's one of the things that I use seriously to help me cope with the long winters.
So we're talking about Spa Bolton, and so that they have heated pools.
Yes, they have heated pools. They have steam room, eucalyptus, smells fantastic. Me, aromatherapy there, a little bit of everything, really.
Wow, that's nice.
Yeah.
Paul, your experiences at the spa?
Yes, I think the thing is that it's the waterfall that really, you know, is the essence insofar as the fact that the river never freezes up in the winter.
Oh.
So we jump in it regularly, or even during the winter. The only time we don't go in is when it's about minus 30. Then
yeah.
That's the limit.
That is it.
We go walk down to the river together, so we just keep an eye on each other to make sure, you know, it's safe. And we heat up in the sauna. We go down, we jump in, and jump straight out, of course. And the amazing thing is after you jump in this freezing water and you come out, we don't walk down there with a gown on. We're just having our swimming costume on. And then you feel warm. It's strange. It was so cold in the river, you come out and you feel warm. And then we go straight into the outdoor swimming pool, which, of course, feels even warmer.
But I like also is the staff is not intrusive. They really are there, but they are kind of make sure they are kind of invisible. But the facilities
are... They're very polite. Yeah, very polite and very professional.
Yeah, very invisible, kind of.
And do you use the spa during the summer?
Of course, but in a different way.
Ah, okay. Yeah, so how's that?
Well, it's more like when it's a very hot day, it's really nice to just... go by the river and take your chair by the river, and it's very, you know, you have your spot there, and it's like better than any other place. It's the freshness of the trees, the forest is there. There's a little path for walking if you want to. You can bring your picnic. You can, you know, it's like an oasis, really. You know, sometimes my neighbors back home are so noisy with cutting the grass, I escape to Bolt. On the spa, really. We escaped there for noise. Went until the neighbor comes down.
No. Yeah, well, because we've been through a hard winter.
Yes.
Spring is coming up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you'll be using the spa to...
Yeah, it wakes you up from the winter, that's for sure.
Ah,
yeah,
that's a nice term.
And then
I like
on
that.
A particularly warm day, you can go and sit by the river. And because of the waterfall, you get this very fine water coming onto you, which cools you down.
Oh.
And what I like about it also is no matter what the weather, even if it's a pouring rain or a very foggy day or a bore or the weather is not on your side, you can plan to go and still make the most of it. Doesn't matter if there's sunshine or rain, you can enjoy the sauna, you can enjoy the relaxation, the oxygenation.
Well, a nice place to go if it's raining is you go into the yurt. There's a yurt outside, and even if it's the middle of the winter, it's heated with a log fire,
it gets very warm.
You can sit there in your swimming costume and it's minus 20 outside, and it's and you can hear the rain falling on the yurt. It's fantastic.
You feel on vacation every time.
Never heard the term yurt. It's like a hut or
yes, it's like
it's a circular construct. It's like a big round tent.
Oh, oh.
I think yes.
Like a circus tent.
Yeah.
But a quiet one.
So we've been talking mostly about Spa Bolton, the things that are mostly outside, the pools. There's more than one heated pool, I understand, at Spa Bolton. There's two.
Well, there's one heated pool and there's...
a jacuzzi sort of.
Two jacuzzis, yes.
Yeah, and the river, the falls. What are some of the things that go on inside?
Well, we've got... There's two saunas, which Natalie mentioned earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the
dry
yurt.
Sauna.
And then there's a Nordic tight sauna, which is like you would experience if you go to Scandinavia, where you can go in and you can hit yourself with the branches. And I'm not sure what it's called, but there's a therapy to it, apparently.
Yeah, yeah, so you don't like to be... But there's other services of massage. You can have your nails done. You can have all sorts of things happening there. Depends how you feel that day. If you want more to be pampered, they have everything there to make you feel good in a very short time. Or if you want just the river hot and cold experience. And
you were mentioning earlier before we started talking about creating your own experience every time you go, depending on how you feel.
Yes, that's what I like is I'm never bored because I never know what I'm going to do. So each time I go with the weather, I go with my needs. I might want to be more daring and go more in the river that day and more often, which gives me an amazing sleep. After a while.
Oh.
Yes, if you need. And if I and then when you work hard, what's great is I prepare my day before I go there, and I know the next day I have a very stressful work day. Sometimes I plan accordingly. But also if I just feel like doing not much, just the sun, the oxygen, being by the river and being away from my computer, that's great.
Ah, so you might have a day where you spend time in the water. You might have another day where you're more massage or
So lying
sauna.
Down or in the sun bathing or the fresh air.
Having
or,
your nails done.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's a very laid-back place. They have a bit of food available if you want it, but you can bring your own if you want to, where you can just sit down and eat. They really make it feel like it's your place for you to enjoy.
Which goes with what you were saying, Natalie, about how you create your own experience every time you go. So it's not necessarily a structured thing where you have to make an appointment to do a certain thing at a certain time. You can make it up as you go.
Maybe for the massage, yes, mm-hmm. you do. But
that makes sense, yeah.
But for the rest, one day you can do more like city-like, I mean, everything. And another day you can do it country-like, like picnic and with your family and go there. That's it.
And in the heated swimming pool, there's a waterfall that's been made that falls into the swimming pool, and especially in the winter you can see all the steam coming up, and when the sun's out it doesn't matter what the temperature is, it becomes very magical.
That does sound neat.
Yes, it does. It's a place you make it different each time if you want. There's enough different aspect to the business there when you go to. It's not. There's other place I go. It's always the same thing, routine. But there, I can afford to do different things each time. That's what's neat.
And you get the feeling that the people who run the place have more than just a business in mind.
Yes, definitely. Definitely, there's a lot of caring in this business. A lot of heart in the business. And I've been there since years 2002, I think. and at the beginning, and I saw it evolve, and the heart is still there, but in a very, it's a very unique development.
Yes. Now, you're saying that it's a very unique development, but you're not just talking off the cuff here. You've been around. You've checked out other places.
Yes, many times I went to other places, and I always come back to
around the world.
Around the world, yeah. And when I come back home, Bolton Spa has my, I have everything I need there, so...
Some of these places around the world you've checked out, some of the countries, some of the...
Iceland, we went to Iceland last September, there's Blue Lagoon, we're going to Aqualand in Spain next month. I mean, but we come back home, I would miss it if we didn't have one. We have Spa Bolton, so we're happy to...
That's good.
Yeah.
So you're speaking from experience.
Yes. I'm not saying that just because it's near home. You see, the problem is sometimes when it's near home, you undervalue it. People sometimes, I think, they have it near home, but because it's local, it cannot be as good. But believe me, if you travel around the world and try, and it's one of my fascination, water therapies and experience all these things. And when I come back, I make a point to go there and be a member because and repeat myself. It's not because it's local, it's less important. I should value mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, well, we're talking about Spa Bolton with Natalie and Paul. And I should point out that Natalie and Paul don't work for the spa. You're people who use the spa.
That's right, correct.
And you've agreed to come in and do this interview today to talk about something that you're passionate about, which is yes. Spa Bolton.
Yeah, and to value what we have locally and not take yes. it for granted, I would say.
Yes, yeah, we have a lot of things local.
To offer, yeah.
Yeah, and as you say, it's absolutely true. We can undervalue them if we're not... a little bit open-minded and realize that just because it's local doesn't mean it's not exceptional.
Yeah, we have to go into the state of being a tourist. Imagine you pay $1,000 every night to be there, then you will enjoy it.
So you go to the spa, and how often do you go?
Well, we are members, so we try and go as often as we can, depending on what our work allows.
Every week, 2-3 times a week.
We're there at least, two or three times a week at least.
Wow.
What we do is we don't go as long, as far as when we go more often, but we don't stay as long.
Mm-hmm.
But depending of the season, of course, and the needs. But if we were staying more far away,
yes.
then we would go maybe just once a week. But since we're not that far, we go at least 2-3 times a week
but
regularly.
We particularly need to go after we're spending a lot of time on the computer. When you're sitting on the computer all day long and your neck and your back and then the stressful phone calls and what have you, and then you go to the spa, and even if it's in the winter, you jump in the river or you swim in the pool.
Even if it's
and
an hour.
It takes away all that stress.
That's
right
true.
Away. Yeah.
Yes.
So,
Are you coming? Are you coming? Becoming a member? Are we?
Well, we've mentioned member quite a few times. How does that work when you become a member?
There's different memberships available. We've taken a membership during the weekday because if it's in best
summer.
With us, we're both self-employed, so we have hours all over the place, so it fits well with us.
Yeah, I work.
But there are other type of memberships available, and I think it's all available on the website. It's sparbolton.com.
Oh, great. So it's all the different memberships are available there. And when you're a member, you go and as you said, Natalie, you create your own experience.
Yes.
Yeah, that's wonderful. There were some other points that you wanted to bring up, Paul?
No, I think we pretty much covered everything that that we feel about the place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's as you said earlier. You know, we do a lot of traveling and
and
wherever we go, we try and look out for special places to do with water, whether it's thermal water or a nice pool or whatever. And so we, you know, it's an experience at Spa Bolton that we find here that we're very fortunate to have.
Yes. Mm. And you the know, fireplace. I mean, we forgot the fireplace.
Well, the wonderful fireplace as well. Yes.
Oh, yeah?
When we travel abroad, we don't have fireplace like this in a yurt. I mean,
no, exactly. Yes, this is it. And I think, you know, it's wonderfully located. Whether you're sitting in the sauna or you're sitting in the jacuzzi, you have this view of the river.
Yeah.
And in the winter, of course, you can see further because there's no leaves on the trees. You see the river running down, which can get quite turbulent in the winter with the snow melt and what have you. And then in the summer, it's all the trees come out and you're surrounded by this greenery.
Mm.
And Natalie mentioned earlier, the oxygen there is wonderful because you've got the waterfall, you've got the trees around you. and you've got this quality of air, quality of oxygen, which is difficult to find in other places.
Yeah, and with spring right around the corner, all the little spring flowers will be coming up. The leaves will be coming out. People have had a long winter and need some way to reconnect with nature.
Yes, exactly.
If you've been stuck in the house all winter long, you want to reconnect with nature, what a better way to do it?
I think that's a marvelous way to put it. It's a reconnection with nature.
Yes,
it's exactly. A wonderful summary.
And it's right here in the townships.
Right here.
When I drove out, it was such a lovely drive. And the first thing I noticed when I got there was the river. And then the facilities were really incredible when I went inside and really beautiful. I'm really happy that we have something like that locally. Mm. We're talking with Paul and Natalie, who are people who have been enjoying Spa Bolton for many years now.
Yes.
And
the last thing I would say is I would just reiterate about how wonderful the staff are. They're professional, they're friendly, they're relaxed. They just let you feel that it's, you know, you're there to enjoy yourself. And that makes a big difference.
It does.
You know, I noticed that. As soon as I walked in, I noticed that. Because I had a meeting there I met with Melissa, and she right away I could tell that it was a caring staff. And she was very, very attentive to the respect of the people who were there, the clients, and their needs and their wants. So that was very impressive. And I retained that. You know, how the focus does seem to be very open and very, very caring about the people who go. Yeah, so that's very nice. All right, so CJMQ 88.9 FM, we're talking with Paul and Natalie, who have been going to Spa Bolton for many years and enjoying it. A little gem of a resource that we have right here in the townships, not very far from Sherbrooke, and very accessible, and from the pricing that I saw, very, very affordable. All right, so thank you very much, Paul, Natalie.
Thank you.
My pleasure.